Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Meade. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Van Mungo. Pitching for the New York Giants, Van Mungo. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hugh Poland. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Heinie Heltzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Red Barrett. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes bunts towards first. Gordon fields the ball and throws to Mungo covering. Safe. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Meade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel juggles the ball. That's an error on Heltzel. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Medwick moves to second. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Medwick moves to third. Lombardi moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. Medwick scores. Lombardi moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lombardi scores. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hugh Poland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poland hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wittek moves to second. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Wittek scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Medwick scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 0 for 0 in the game. Mead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel hits a fly ball into right field. Mead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Mungo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mungo strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann is hit by the pitch. Hugh Poland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poland is 0 for 1 in the game. Poland hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a line drive towards third. Heltzel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Mungo covering, for the out. Two outs. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Heltzel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 0 for 1 in the game. Mead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mungo hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rucker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Holmes. Rucker reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. Whittek moves to third. It's 5-0, Giants. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whittek scores. Rucker scores. It's 7-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 0-for-2 in the game. Mead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hugh Poland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poland is 0-for-2 in the game. Poland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mungo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mungo bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerges moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heltzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Mungo moves to second. It's 8-0, Giants. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mungo scores. Wittek moves to second. It's 9-0, Giants. Danny McFadden now pitching. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Medwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lombardi is hit by the pitch. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 0-for-3 in the game. Mead hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Burns pinch hits for Heinie Heltzel. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Ross pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is hit by the pitch. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Burns now playing third base. Dave Odom now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerges strikes out. There goes Gordon. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Van Mungo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mungo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mungo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Mead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.